Hello, the Swine Minister, the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 97. 97. We're hitting 100 very soon. And I trust that God has been speaking through these lips of clay to you, because my lips is his lips and he's speaking to you. The words I'm speaking, these lips are speaking living words. Living words. So let's go to our fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Let's say it by now. You know how to say it. Let's go. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So that is God's word for you. And in the previous episode, I was talking about Romans chapter 1, verse 16, that says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." I was talking about the document of scripture, which is the word of God, that brings us into a certain kind of wisdom, and that wisdom will take us into salvation. The subject matter of the gospel is salvation, and that is why Paul says in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed. I will not be ashamed of this gospel. Why? It is the power of God. Are you sure? Yes, that is the power. When we talk about power of God, it is the gospel. And that is why amazing things happen when you begin to preach salvation. You begin to preach the gospel. And the center of salvation, that's what we're talking, the subject matter of the Bible, the gospel, the big subject is salvation. The scriptures, what are the scriptures about? Salvation. Amazing. So Matthew 1:21, the angel said something to Mary. He said, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." This was when the angel of the Lord was speaking to Joseph, the man who was betrothed to Mary, and Mary found out that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was pregnant and wanted to put her away. Then just said to him, "And she," that is Mary, "shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." And this is what we often read during Christmas. "And she shall bring forth a son," Mary will bring forth a son, "and you call his name Jesus." Listen, now this is the point. "For he," Jesus, "shall save his people from their sins." Again, the word is save. The word save, now save, is salvation. So when why is Jesus coming? He said Jesus need to come because he will save. He will bring salvation to the Jews, to his people. Oh, he will save them from their sins. So the gospel is what? Salvation. So the scriptures, what's the scriptures? The big subject matter is salvation. Oh, but salvation is not so basic. Is it basic for you? You do not really know, because you might think that it's very basic. Is it not to tell somebody that if you want to come to God, you just accept Jesus has come to die for you? Is that not salvation? Is that not the end? No. It is more than that, because Jesus had a reason for coming, and the reason God points it out is to save his people from their sins, is for salvation. The reason why he was manifested was for salvation. This gospel that we preach, the power of God, is what? It is for salvation. Salvation is therefore is the big subject matter. So Jesus was born to save his people from their sins, and the scriptures are able to make you wise unto what? Salvation. It's amazing how the word we are handling, this living word, the subject matter of that living word is for salvation. It's so basic, but so important, so cutting, because this is what will open your eyes to the scriptures that you were reading. This Hebrews 4:12, it will open your eyes to see what it is meant for. You are so blessed. Bye.